Well, hi. I'm glad you called. Do you remember the last time you went swimming? Now, for some of you, it may be a long time ago. For some, it may just be recently. And for some, you may never have. But I learned to swim when I was about 7 or 8, I believe. That age has certainly been reduced nowadays with my, you know, with children. They take swimming lessons like the age 2, maybe younger. It sort of scares me to see one of their parents blowing on their face and then plunging them underwater. Mind you, these are tiny tots. But it works. And of course, all of my grandchildren know how to swim because they learned when they were really tiny. When I taught myself, I thought I had to really fight the water, you know, constantly putting forth effort to keep from sinking. Incidentally, my wife's dad, A.O. Dubois, told me that he learned how to swim because his dad threw him in the water and said, "Swim, son." Well, I know that an expert swimmer would say to me, like at the time I was fighting the water, "Stop fighting the water and trust it to hold you up. Use your strength to get somewhere." Well, that does make sense. So, you know, I stretch out my body on the water. I lay flat without moving my hands and my feet. And to my surprise, the water does hold me up a little. So then I can use my strength to forge ahead. You know, so many people with whom I come in contact, they're always constantly struggling through difficulties. Now, these difficulties might be major, or they may be minor, but still there is a struggle. You may be going through a struggle right now, and you need not be going through that struggle. Isaiah 25:9 says, "We trusted in Him, and He saved us." You know, when the ship that Paul was on started to sink, the officer, Julius, said, "Jump into the water and swim to land." And the rest used wooden boards or pieces of the ship. And this is how all the people made it safely to land, the Bible says. So, my friend, in your troubled waters, I'm asking you to grab hold of the old wooden cross, and you will not sink. Trust me. Trust Jesus. Lord, I ask that you bless this dear one who's called. In fact, if they feel the waters overflowing them, may they rest their body on you, and may they use their faith strength to hold on to your cross provision in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thanks for calling. And after the signal, if you want to talk, you can, and I'll listen to you. You can talk as long as you want to. God bless you. Goodbye.